Because of my natural analytical tendencies and my lack of visual acuity, I was taken to a city park with a great big old oak tree. I stood in front of it and was told to virtually memorize every aspect of this old tree. What I discovered was that by doing this, I could, in fact, close my eyes and have the image of this old tree still fresh in my mind. I didn't have to create anything visually. It was there because I was just staring at it for 5 minutes, analyzing every unique and interesting feature. Then I was told to literally reach out and feel the bark and discover all of its curious nuances, which I did.
So not only did you get the image in your mind, but the tactile feel of it as well.
Oh, yes. And that's when I discovered my kinesthetic tendencies. They all came alive. I could close my eyes and imagine the look and feel in my mind. It felt real to me.
So the imagination has a lot to do with it.
Oh, yes. It's all about the imagination. In fact, the more that you can pretend that you're actually there and doing what's being experienced through the imagination, the deeper into that mental state of relaxation you'll find yourself. And I discovered this when I was told to now become the tree. And my imagination just went wild as I felt myself becoming that old oak tree. So whether you're visually handicapped like myself, or a visual virtuoso like Verl, simply close your eyes and join me as I share this experience with you. I could sense my toes stretching down and sinking deep, deep down into the earth, becoming the roots. I could feel the liquid nutrients being drawn in and working its way through my core trunk and into my arms as they then reached up into the sky higher and higher and became the limbs and branches, rising up into the warmth of the sun's rays. I had become the tree. And then to cap the experience, I could hear a scratching noise as I felt and saw a family of little grayish-red squirrels chasing each other around my trunk, and heard them as they plucked several of my acorns and shoved them into their ever-bulging cheeks. And then I could see in the distance a flock of what looked like sparrows flying my way as they all came to light in my very own branches. And I could feel their talons as they wrapped around and gripped tightly, and the weight of their tiny little bodies causing those branches to droop just slightly. And I could hear the cacophony of chirps as they seemed to communicate with each other. And I could feel the warmth of the sun rays baking the bark of my trunk, causing my leaves to open wide to receive the nourishing rays of the sunlight, and feel the cool breeze and hear the wind as it rushed through my branches and rustled my leaves.
And you were gone.
Like nothing I had ever felt before. So relaxed. If you have been following along with me, let me suggest that you remain in a very calm and relaxed state of mind. It seems that time has gotten away from us for this episode, and we didn't touch upon the topic of the conscious and subconscious mind. but as a segue into our next episode, let me leave you with our gift, that mental bonus. While you find yourself in that very relaxed state of mind, to all who are aspiring writers in whatever field or genre, allow that part of your mind, which is always awake and alert and attentive to your needs, bring to the conscious awareness ideas, thoughts, expressions, feelings, sounds, imagery of that very subject that you're contemplating in clear and vivid detail, so that when we bring you back to reality in just a moment, it will all be coherent, lucid, and completely accessible as you begin the process of elucidating your thoughts. Now, let me suggest that you bring yourself back to reality with your mind being cleansed and refreshed, as if you had a full 8 hours of peaceful, restful sleep. And when you're ready, simply open your eyes.